Now, back to the heavy hitters.
Spalding, this calls for the old Billy Baru.
On the all-new 590 The Fan.
Billy. Billy. This is a biggie.
And 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back into the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright told reporters that he wasn't concerned after giving up 10 runs in less than two innings of what he called a spring training beating on Friday. The right-hander who had trouble throwing his fastball for strikes allowed seven hits and had three walks in one and a two-thirds innings of a 16-2 loss to the New York Mets. He threw 71 pitches. Illinois has hired Oklahoma State's Brad Underwood to be their next basketball coach just 1 year after Underwood took over with the Cowboys. Underwood agreed to a six-year deal worth more than $3 million per season. He earned a little more than $1 million per season at Oklahoma State and had 4 years remaining on his contract. And finally, Dwight Clark, the former 49ers star, best known for his leaping touchdown catch that won the NFC Championship game in 1982, says he has been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease.
You still have time to get in on the program on the Belmont Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255 or the text line at 855-282-8255. Konzo Martin was introduced today officially as the new head coach of your Missouri Tigers. Dave Matter, I believe, who covers Missouri for the Post-Dispatch, was on the Hollywood Casino Press Box with Frank Cusimano today and basically said that he would be surprised if Martin does not land Michael Porter Jr. and the rest of the Porter boys. So that is good news, certainly for Mizzou. If Konzo Martin can land, I mean, that's basically the Ball family, is the Martin family.
Yeah, so just a matter of time before that. And really, that'd be like the trifecta right there, bringing Porters in and also Martin. I mean, that just turns a program around in a week.
One of the big issues over the weekend as far as the NBA goes was off the court, and it deals with players resting at this time of the season and whether or not that is a good thing or a bad thing. Apparently LeBron and many members of the Cavaliers rested on Saturday evening for a game against the Clippers so they could play against the Lakers on Sunday. And a lot of people are upset about that, and it looks like Ramona Shelburne of ESPN has tweeted out that Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, sent a memo to owners imploring them to be involved in decisions on resting star players.
Couldn't disagree more.
It is such a tight wire they have to walk, though. It really is. It's one of those things where I understand both sides of the argument. I understand why someone would be upset about if they plump down a whole bunch of money to go see LeBron and Kyrie Irving play, and they get there, and they're like, yeah, they're not going to play, they're going to rest. But Tyronn Lue, his obligation is not to see, and is not for Timmy and his dad to be entertained.
He's supposed to win games.
He's supposed to win games.
He's
supposed to win the title. That's what Tyronn Lue is hired. Tyronn Lue is hired so the Cleveland Cavaliers will win the NBA title. Not so everybody get that, and so not every fan gets their money's worth. That's not the reason why he's there. But it's one of those things. The reason why the salaries are there are because of the fans.
You run the risk of being disappointed, but I get both perspectives, but I can't really complain about the way a guy draws up a season, the way that he wants things to go. I mean, if it hurts to the occasional 2 to 4, maybe 10 fans who drove a distance to see somebody play, that's the risk you run. Just watch the most important thing is seeing the logo in the front, not really naming the back.
There's no guarantee on the ticket on who's going to be there. No. Just says the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's it.
It isn't like you go see a rock and roll band, and the band's going to play. I mean, a lead singer of a band wouldn't show up for a show that somebody paid $40 to $50, $60 for. With a sports team, it might happen.
Well, there's no guarantee on the ticket that the concert's going to be good.
Yeah.
No. Wait, was that game in L.A.? I can't remember.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me that Clippers fans, your stars aren't enough? You need the opposing team stars as well?
But I mean, like, if you have a kid, though, that they want to see LeBron.
I get it.
And you pay all this money to see LeBron, and why are they resting? Why not rest Sunday against the Lakers?
because that's the Lakers. That's prime time.
Okay, what was it on Saturday night against the Clippers?
I don't know. I didn't watch.
I didn't know.
I was watching boxing.
I was too busy watching the tournament.
There you go.
Trying to recover from being at a pub crawl all day in Soulard.
I know. I saw your stops, 1, 2, and 3, and...
Can I hit you with a crazy stat that I meant to hit you with before we started watching this game? We're currently watching.
As Tyler Durden would say, Patrick, hit me as hard as you can.
Gross. Russell Westbrook, if he plays in Oklahoma City's final 13 games, this is what he needs to average a triple-double for the season. 0 points, 95 rebounds, and 106 assists.
All right.
So he could go scoreless the rest of the season, but if he gets those rebounds and assists, he's going to average a triple-double.
That's amazing.
He is a savage. Did you see that bounce pass?
Ridiculous.
From, was that Thursday night?
Yeah. One of the best passes I've seen, and
easily
I don't know how long.
The best pass you've seen in years. I mean, come on.
The weird thing is that Russell Westbrook could end up averaging a triple-double and not win the MVP. He could even finish third.
It's very likely.
It's unfortunate. The guy's fun to watch.
He's awesome to watch, but the team's not very good.
Yeah, it's almost like on those years where, you know, if you're a great player in baseball, you hit like 50 home runs, driving 100 runs, you hit do this and that, but your team stinks, doesn't make the playoffs, you're not going to get noticed for an individual award.
No, you will. And like Mike Trout did last year, he won the MVP and the Angels weren't even close. Baseball's probably the only sport where you can get away with that, though. Like baseball, because it's such an individual sport masquerading as a team sport, you never hear anybody say, yeah, you know what, Barry Bonds, one of the greatest players of all time, versus the World Series. No one ever says that about a baseball player. It's only football players and basketball players where you see that.
It said about A-Rod until he won with the Yankees, but he was a really bad postseason hitter.
They weren't really talking about he's never won the World Series. They're just talking about how bad he was
in the postseason.
Let me ask you this, Matt, because we've had this discussion on air. If Edgar Martinez has a World Series to his credit, is he in the Hall of Fame?
No.
You?
What? He's still not in the Hall of Fame.
You're crazy. Great. He's a great hitter. I mean, one of the best.
One of the best hitters of all time. One-sided.
Not
though.
In the Hall of Fame.
One-sided.
Like for me,
listen to what you just said.
Like for me, David Ortiz should be in the Hall of Fame because he's a classically clutch hitter.
He'll get in. I saw someone. He'll be the first one. He may be the gatekeeper.
The first DH.
David Ortiz may be the first DH.
There's no
to
doubt.
Get into the Hall of Fame, and then Edgar may get in after
just
that.
Just watch the 2013 World Series.
Yeah, where Mike Matheny decided not to pitch around him, just keep pitching.
And also, just a guy that can just change.
I saw someone post something on Facebook. I'll have to dig it up and look at it. We'll bring it up tomorrow. It's like five Hall of Famers that shouldn't be Hall of Famers, and two of them are Cardinals.
Who you got?
Number five is Ozzie Smith.
Oh. Mm. Disagree
and
with that.
Number one is Bruce Sutter.
Mm. Yeah, that's negotiable. The Ozzie Smith, he changed the way that the position was played.
Okay, but if you take off your Cardinal color glasses.
Oh, yeah, I will. I
and
do.
Just look at his stats. His stats aren't very good.
They're not.
Offensively, they're not very good. I think his career batting average is like .262.
Yeah, but he was. It's almost like the way even Yachty can hit. Yachty will be in the Hall of Fame for his defense, not really his offense. I mean, Ozzie Smith was...
I think
Ozzie
has more of a case than Yachty.
Was an otherworldly defender. I mean, just gold gloves, the way that he did that. I mean,
well, that's the reason why he's in the Hall.
Yeah, I'm
just
saying.
It's because of his defense.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why he's in there. So to say that's one of the things. I mean, I think Bruce Sutter, there's kind of a case. Closers are kind of dicey, but, man, Ozzie Smith is just... I mean, even, you know, being an out-of-towner or a St. Louis person, you have to recognize what he did.
Special thanks to Kieran Mulvaney. For joining us earlier. Make sure you catch the podcast later at InsideSTL.com. Thanks to him for joining us. We'll be joined tomorrow by Howard Balzer.
And Sarah Daly.
So those will be the guests tomorrow evening on the Bellman Automotive phone line. We're on a 22-hour break. The legend himself, Charlie Tuna, is up next right here in the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.